Did Jesus demand too much? The ruler, quick to discern all that Christ's words involved, became sad. He was a member of the honored council of the Jews, and Satan was tempting him with flattering prospects of the future. He wanted the heavenly treasure, but he wanted also the advantages his riches would bring. He desired eternal life, but the sacrifice seemed too great, and he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. His claim that he had kept the law of God was a deception. He showed that riches were his idol. He loved the gifts of God more than he loved the giver. Christ had offered the young man fellowship with himself. "Follow me," he said. But the Savior was not so much to him as his own name among men or his possessions. To give up the seen for the unseen was too great a risk. He refused the offer of eternal life, and went away. Ever after, the world was to receive his worship. Thousands passed through this ordeal, weighing Christ against the world, and many choose the world. Christ's dealing with the young man is presented as an object lesson. God has given us the rule of conduct which his servants must follow. It is obedience to his law, not merely a legal obedience, but an obedience which enters into the life and is exemplified in the character. Only those who will say, "Lord, all I have and all I am is thine," will be acknowledged as sons and daughters of God. Think of what it means to say no to Christ. The Savior offers to share with us the work God has given us to do. Only in this way can he save us. God entrusts men with means, talents, and opportunities, that they may be his agents in helping the poor and the suffering. He who uses his entrusted gifts as God designs becomes a co-worker with the Savior. To those who, like the young ruler, are in high positions and have great possessions, it may seem too great a sacrifice to give up all in order to follow Christ. But nothing short of obedience can be accepted. Self-surrender is the substance of the teachings of Christ. There is no other way to save man than to cut away those things which, if entertained, will demoralize the whole being. When Christ's followers give back to the Lord his own, they are accumulating treasure which will be given to them when they hear the words, "Well done, good and faithful servant, enter thou into the joy of thy Lord." The joy of seeing souls eternally saved is the reward of all who put their feet in the footprints of him who said, "Follow me."